So if the U.S. goes after ISIS and Assad, that's confusing because ISIS is kind of our friend in Syria because the United States opposes Assad, but ISIS is our enemy in Iraq because they're fighting the government that we helped put into place, right?
Well, it's always confusing in the Middle East, but the way to think about this is ISIS is certainly not our friend anywhere, but neither is the Syrian government. And what I was arguing in the Times is you can't talk about Iraq and you can't solve Iraq without recognizing the roots of this problem in Syria.
How can the United States attack Assad and try to get help from Iran? I mean, they're close allies.
So that is unquestionably complicated. And one of the arguments for not using force in Syria has been if we use force in Syria, it will torpedo our negotiations with Iran. And we are talking to Iran about this whole tangle. I think that's a smart policy. But I think we also need to signal to Iran that we are, in fact, prepared to use force to protect the Syrian people and the Iraqi people.
How do you know, Anne-Marie Slaughter, how do any of us know what the Iraqi and Syrian people really want?
Well, in the first place, the Syrian people have been begging for our intervention, the majority of the Syrian people. I don't think it takes a great leap of imagination to know that they no longer want barrel bombs dropped on them. They want an end to the killing. And similarly for the Iraqi people. And my point is, there are things we can do. There are ways we can use force that will change the situation on the ground enough to force a political negotiation that gets a decent government and that allows multiple nations then to fight a terrorist group that we need to take on.
It's a difficult situation. It doesn't really look like there are many good options.
Well, there. I think we have better options than we recognize. It's a very hard. I'm not faulting the president for not immediately knowing what to do. But what I am saying is, you cannot say for 2 years, as he said, that Syria is not in our vital interest, so we shouldn't use force, and then turn around and say, against the very same group, it is in our vital interest to use force in Iraq. This is the same problem.